Thanks and good morning. A recovered stolen vehicle kicked off a busy weekend for law enforcement. At 5 a.m. Friday morning, Arcata police identified a stolen Dodge minivan driving in the 100 block of South G Street. Officers stopped the vehicle, detaining its occupants at the 100 block of F. With no further incident, the alleged driver, 30-year-old Grace Jean Miller, was taken into custody during the search that followed. Police report finding several grams of meth in the vehicle. Saturday, just after midnight in Arcata, police were dispatched to the Arcata Theater on reports of a man stabbed during a concert. The victim was quickly transported to Mad River Community Hospital for surgery. Thanks to video surveillance, the alleged suspect was identified and event security found him still in the theater. Arcata police took 29-year-old Eddie Armando Samayoya into custody without further incident. He has been booked for assault with a deadly weapon. Humboldt County 4th District Supervisor Virginia Bass seeks re-election and will hold an announcement on the county courthouse steps at noon later this week, Friday the 7th. The event is expected to run for about half an hour. The Eureka City Council meets this morning at 8 a.m. to interview six possible candidates to become the new city manager. Assistant City Manager Mike Knight has held the position. The use of meth is a serious issue in Humboldt County, which is why community members gathered at the Redwood Acres Turf Club in Eureka January 23rd as part of the Humboldt Meth Abuse Awareness Project. Those in attendance discussed what actions to take regarding meth abuse in the region. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell was on hand and shared her impressions on KINS's Talk Shop.
The meeting was great, a very, very good turnout, lots of answers in terms of dealing with meth in our community. How we get those answers and put them in motion is, of course, the big question.
Fennell added that showing meth users the negative effects of the drug is a possible solution.
It's a drug, but I think, you know, adults get on it, and it's very, very hard for them to kick. You want to get to the stage where when it comes in front of them, they say, no, I've seen what it does. They need to be taught really, really early that this is not something you ever, ever want to try.
If you're interested in getting involved with the project, visit their website. You can find it at hmaap.org. The California Court of Appeals has ordered Caltrans to re-examine the environmental impact of the Richardson Grove Improvement Project. Project involves a widening Highway 101 through Richardson Grove State Park to accommodate larger trucks, which are currently prohibited from passing through the area. Court ruled that Caltrans must reevaluate its assessment of the project's impact on the old growth redwood trees located in the park. Caltrans released a statement saying that they remain committed to completing the project in a sustainable way and will comply with the court's request. More KINS News. It's after this.
FAFSA. It means free application for federal student aid. It's cash for college. This month, the Humboldt County Office of Education will be putting on cash for college events. It only takes an hour, but could equal thousands of dollars towards funding for two-year, four-year tech or career training opportunities. Log on to decadeadifference.org for more information, locations, and times for these cash for college events. Your income doesn't matter. Your chosen field of study doesn't matter. Helping you further your education is what matters. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Reporter Stephen Walker brings you the Our Community News segment.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impacts the statewide drought has had and will have on the economies of communities on the North Coast and in Southern Oregon. Record low rainfall and precipitation levels across California have led Governor Brown to declare a drought emergency in the state. Water conservation efforts are underway as communities from as diverse regions as San Diego County and Mendocino County struggle to deal with drought conditions. Drought affects the very basic components of our society: water and environmental quality, the ability to plant, sustain, and harvest crops, and the ability to maintain fish populations to keep the fishing and tourism industries alive are just a few. Farmers, dairymen, and other agricultural industries are directly affected by drought, and those effects spread to other ancillary and supporting industries. It will take a lot of rain and precipitation to get California out of the current drought conditions, but in the meantime, we'll look at the economic impacts of drought in our communities.
Thank you, Steve. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.